I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Someone on Twitter voiced his political leanings yesterday. I know, shocking. But this one caught our eye. It was sent out by Oscar Castillo, who was born in El Salvador. He's now a U.S. citizen, an entrepreneur living in Dallas, Texas. Castillo wrote, "After much thought, I've decided to vote for Marco Rubio. We wanted to find out why as part of our effort to introduce you to backers of various candidates in this year's presidential race."
I was born in the small country of El Salvador. Mom and Dad came here as missionaries in the early 90s to start a Spanish-speaking church here in the Dallas area. And so been able to kind of grab and see that perspective of a struggling couple, which were my parents, and to see how they have now kind of come forth. And now I get the opportunity to be a part of this American experience.
So you're supporting Marco Rubio, as I said. He identifies as white, Cuban-American. That's a background that's very distinct from many Latinos in the U.S. How do you understand his identity?
You know, it's quite interesting because when I sit and chat with my friends, you know, within Latin America, when we talk about Latin America is not one nation. It's 20-plus nations. In the beginning, I have to admit, I was kind of hesitant, just the fact that he was Cuban. You know, sometimes we get into that within the Latino community, we don't want to let others go just because they're not from our own country and they may not understand us. But the more and more I started to hear him speak and do the background research, right? The put in the time to see where he came from and kind of hear his narrative and his story, I started to resonate. I started to identify with him. I do hear him talk about his parents and I identify with that. You know, they were kind of a sacrificial lamb, if you will, to start this new generation here in the U.S.
As you know, Oscar, Senator Rubio's positions on immigration have been complex and sometimes contradictory. He backed the Senate's 2013 immigration reform bill, but now distances himself from that reform. And he's even said on CNN recently that he's ready to get rid of Obama's 2012 deferred action for childhood arrival. So do any of those positions give you pause?
Yes, they do. But I see where he's coming from, and I feel that he understands the state and the condition in which many Latino families find themselves today, right? Where we want to do good, and I can speak for a lot of Latinos that want to be legal, that want to do things within the law and not break any laws. But then at the same time, they see the needs in their families, and they want to see their families move forward. They want a better future. He is for seeing people thrive and seeing people better themselves.
I'm just curious, though, if you had some families in the Dallas area who are facing possible deportation, what would you say to them to convince them to vote for Rubio?
It's a very personal thing. I have not only family members, but also friends of mine. And within the work that I've done here in Dallas from a social standpoint, obviously, we know that the immigration system is somewhat broken. It's broken, actually. Let's not say just somewhat, but it is broken. And it needs a lot of reform. But I feel, as I've listened to Marco and I see he's more realistic, I see where people say that he's hardening his stance. I think there is also on the other side, and this is where I personally kind of have to balance myself out to understand that we've got to make a reform and there's got to be law. We can't break laws just because. So there's that balance we need to find. And I'm trusting that he will look out not only for the best interest of Latinos, because this shouldn't be a racial conversation. This should be very much a conversation that is very worldwide in our perspective and our role in this world as the United States of America.
Oscar Castillo speaking with me from Dallas, where he's an entrepreneur and recently decided he's going to vote for Marco Rubio. Oscar, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.